Moving on to the halachas that pertain to Purim itself. So, one to deal with is the mitzvah of mishloach manos, the mitzvah of sending items, food items, ish l'reyehu. And we find among the words of the Kaimonim two basic ways to understand what Chazal saw, Tim Sak in this mitzvah on Purim, what was the goal they were trying to accomplish. So famously, the Trum Sedeshin says that the basic concept was that the fundamentals of mitzvah's Purim is to have a Suda Mishta on Purim. And unfortunately, there are many people in Klal Yisrael that do not have within their means to have a proper Suda. So in order to ensure that every person in Klal Yisrael would fulfill the mitzvah of a Suda, they back that up with another mitzvah called Mishloach Manos. Thereby, people would be constantly sending each other food. And the net result would be that basically everyone at some point would come to food, if not directly, at least indirectly, by virtue of receiving Shloach Manos, they would have food as well for their Suda. That is the opinion of the Trum Sedeshin. The Menachem Levi of Shlomo Kavitz famously gives a different shot, and that is that Haman came along and said that his claim against Klal Yisrael, and certainly we have to understand also that since this is documented, it seems there was a kitchur against Klal Yisrael. They were an Am Mefayzer Mefayr Ben Hamim. We're scattered. We're ridden with machlokes. We represent a group of individuals who are not really bound together by any means. To counterbalance Haman's point that he's trying to find a kitchur and the point of complaint against Klal Yisrael, we want to demonstrate we are indeed united, and to show that, we go ahead and we unite by coming together with each other to demonstrate the Hav of Reyes. We go ahead and we share with each other to bring about a Hav of Reyes. Now, there are many differences, practical nafkaminas, between these two cases. Everyone agrees, regardless of the concept, ultimately, if you give two monies to any other person in Klal Yisrael, you will fulfill a mitzvah. Bottom line, halacha, it's clear whether or not their goal was achieved. However, there are some practical nafkaminas. Ksav Sofer points out that if one were to give Mishloach Manos anonymously, so if the point was to ensure that somebody else would have a Suda, you would fulfill that concept. However, if the point was to create a foster general goodwill and Av Reyes, obviously by giving anonymously, one will not accomplish that means. However, it's worthwhile to bear in mind that even if, again, the bottom line, halacha, it's certainly clear that whatever you give it to, you're certainly mekayim the mitzvah. Ideally, again, we want to capture the mitzvah to its fullest extent. One should bear in mind when deciding where to allocate one's, Shalach Manos, where to go ahead and give it to, one should bear in mind we're trying to capture these ideas to their fullest. And that being the case, if you know somebody who doesn't have the ability to have a Sudas Purim, certainly that would be primary importance to give Shalach Manos Dafka to him. Something perhaps more relevant is the Havareis end of the equation, and that is that we tend to gravitate towards the people that we are friends with. And we give Shalach Manos, by and large, we see people do, we tend to give it to all our friends and the people that are within our circle. The Havareis that's accomplished is usually by Misvara, would be best accomplished by giving Shalach Manos to people who are not within our direct circle. And certainly, unfortunately, most people in Klai Yisrael have someone in their community, someone in their block, someone in their shul, who they're not exactly on best terms with. There's some point of abrasion between them. And Purim is a prime time where one can go ahead and solve that problem. A simple act of sending Shalach Manos, which is a pretty natural act on Purim to do, it doesn't raise any questions, one truly can bring about a Havreyah. So if one has a choice where to give Shalach Manos, ideally, again, certainly wherever you give your Yaitzah, but the ideal should be to give it to somebody who you do not have good feelings with prior to Purim and go ahead and accomplish that. And to take it one step further, children as well, we know they know we mechanech our children in all mitzvahs, and we mechanech our children to go ahead and give Shalach Manos as well as any other mitzvah. Now, when your children go ahead and they want to give Shalach Manos to other people in their class, who are they giving it to? Are they giving it to their best friends? Or should they be giving it? Should they be encouraged on our end? Should we be encouraging them to find somebody in their class who they're not best friends with? It would seem that the concept of chinuch applied in this level should naturally follow that we should be encouraged to create a havareis where until this point it's been lacking. Thank you.